Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning as we do every Sunday morning from the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. See, I practiced while you were gone.
Good man.
I could say it in one sentence now.
I was listening to the show last week, and I had to do it online because I was in and out of the shop all freaking day and when the show came on. So I'm in, I'm out. And I says, I didn't hear him mention Lee, but you did. At the end, you did.
And yes.
Then I missed the beginning. But
well, we want to encourage our listeners in Lee to tune into the show. And we have a good show planned for everyone today, Farmer.
I hope so.
We have Marston Smith from Celtic Cello is going to be with us. Don't hear from him very often. Peter Donnelly, Today in Irish History, as well as Maria Doyle Kennedy from her album Charm. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'd like to do some Luke Kelly, some High Kings, and the Irish Rovers, and find something else if we got time.
I'm sure we will.
All right.
We're going to start off today's show with Marston Smith and Celtic Cello.
Have gone dry from years of not crying. My heart has grown tired from holding on tight. My brow shows the signs of opinions too many, how I've lived by my will and my might. My son has grown weary, he no longer listens, and his son grows silent when I walk in the room. How did I get here? Oh, how did this happen? The years now too many, too soon. Yes, I was the captain, the ship it was worthy. I set the course, I charted the stars. When I was a young man, the world was beginning. and spinning and winning. The old ways are gone now, the world changes without me. No longer do I have a place on the shore. Adrift in my mind, I wander the hours. My ship and my course are no more. In the kitchen they argue, I hear what they're saying. To be someone's burden was never my plan. So I think of the moonbeams, how they lit up the harbor, the nights of a young fisherman. Yes, I still remember days full of summer, how my blood pumped with pride as I pulled in my net. Change in the sky at the end of September. These things I'll never know, some things I'll never. I always will treasure some things I'll never forget. Yes, I was the captain. Ship, it was worthy. I set the course, I charted the stars. When I was a young man, the world was beginning and spinning and winning.
No.
That was Maria Doyle Kennedy from her album Charm, with the charming song Loving You Is Killing Me.
It was a pretty song.
It is a pretty song, and she's a very good singer and up-and-coming star in Ireland. And before that, we heard from Peter Donnelly from his album Express Cafe. He's a very popular singer on the Cape, a good friend of Father Joyce. And we started off today's set with Celtic cello, even though it wasn't a cello that was playing.
No?
No, it wasn't. The name of the album, as I mentioned before, is Celtic Cello with Martin Smith, but the song we heard was The Harp That Once Through Tara's Halls, which is a well-known tune, and so obviously the instrument was a harp.
Yeah.
Surprising no one.
The instrument of Ireland.
Yes, that's right, the official instrument. It's a symbol. It's the only country in the world that has a musical instrument.
Is it really?
Is their symbol, yeah.
Oh, I believe that for some reason. I've never seen any other, so.
And what would it be?
Yeah.
You know, harps are sort of very iconoclastic, I think. But anyway, so we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this set off with the Irish Rovers.
In number 8.
Here's a hell song to you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And a bonnie wee girl for your wife. On the hills and the glens, the low valleys, grows the softest of linen so fine. And the flowers are all drooping wee honey. There lives Martha, a true love of mine. Lovely Martha, you're the first girl I courted. It was you put my heart in a snare. And if ever I should lose you to another, I will leave my Kells Water so fair. For it's this one and that one may court her, but no other can take her from me. For I love her as I love my Kells Water, like the primrose is loved by the bee. Some say that Kells Water runs muddy. Some say that it never runs clear. As I sit here alone in my study, it reminds me of them that's no here. Here's a health son to you, Bonnie Kells Water. For it's there you'll find the pleasures of life. And it's there you'll find the fishing and the fowling. And a bonnie wee girl for your wife. And a bonnie wee girl for your wife. Thank you.
on Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a falling leaf at the dawning of the day. Listen. On Grafton Street in November, we trip lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passions pledged. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. But I loved too much by such, and such is happiness thrown away.
All right.
Away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I would not, as I should, a creature made of clay. When the angel woos out the clay, he lose his wings at the dawn of the day.
All right.
Thank you.
a gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, feathered the children, and then trained the dog. And when times got tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we all could understand. I remember the day that I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I'd found a wife in the town I loved so gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by that old gas yard wall, and the damned barbed wire gets higher and higher. With their tanks and their guns, oh my God, have they done to the town I loved so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, but their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again.
what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town.
Who's that, Farmer?
That was, believe it or not, Luke Kelly. And it was off his album, the Definitive Collection. I borrowed this from you about 10 years ago. I still have it, so if you ever need it.
I think I have another copy.
You did say that.
I think I do have another copy of that. And you played it as something else.
I did. The first song of that set was the Irish Rovers. And Kell's Water. And that came off their album, 50 Years.
And I started off, or I played the middle. I was playing something in the middle of this. From Josephine Marsh, her album, Music in the Frame, Snow on the Mountain, The Moving House, and Eleanor Fox, all of which are slip jigs. Oh, here you are.
I thought you played two in there, but I couldn't.
I did. I played another one. I'm opening it up here. And I played Van Morrison's Raglan Road.
That's right. Absolutely.
So on this day in Irish history, Una Mary Irene Keogh, on the 4th of May, 1925, age 22, became the first woman stockbroker in the world.
Really?
When she was admitted to the Dublin Stock Exchange, 1925.
Wow.
In contrast, the first women were admitted to the New York and London stock exchanges in 1967 and 1973, respectively. So, at least 40 years later and more. Keogh remained an active broker until her retirement in 1939. Before that, she had lived in Bayonne, France, to gain fluency in the language, and then briefly lived in London. She was the daughter of a stockbroker who once had been the youngest ever bank manager in Ireland.
Wow.
Ireland's covered with bank managers, trust me. After Keogh submitted her application, there was some debate over whether a woman could become a full member of the Dublin Stock Exchange. The application fee was £500. In 1925, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And candidates had to hold securities of more than £2,000. They also had to provide references. Her father gave one, as did Patrick Hogan, the Minister for Agriculture. In an interview in 1971, Keogh discussed the segregation of men and women at the time. One of the disadvantages in those days was that women did not socialize with men in lounges or pubs. When the men retired to juries to relax after transacting business, I could not accompany them, back in 1925.
Right.
Keogh later married a Russian exile named Bayon Giltsov, settling in Kilquade, County Wicklow. She spent some of her time in later life in Spain before passing away in 1988. So there you have it.
The first woman, stockbroker.
Una Mary Irene Keogh, the first woman stockbroker in the world.
In the world.
Admitted in Dublin. So we're going to hear something from you, Farmer, right?
No, this is on you.
Oh, this is on me. Okay.
Yep, this one's on you.
Come ye little son, and I will tell you what to do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy's he's a man you seldom see, for he's had to roam far away from home, away from you and me. But remember, lad, he's still your dad, though he's working far away in the cold and the heat, all the hours of the week on England's motorway. Now if you fall and hurt yourself and get a feeling bad, it isn't any use to go running for your dad, for the only time since you were born that he's had to spend with you, he's been out of a job and he hadn't a bob he was signing on the brew. For remember, lad, he's still your dad, now he's working far away in the cold and the heat, all the hours of the week on England's motorway. And sure we like your daddy home, and sure it would be fine to have him working near our home, to see him all the time. But beggars can't be choosers, and we have to bear that load, for we need the money your daddy earns now working on the road. For remember, lad, he's still your dad, now he's working far away in the cold and the heat, all the hours of the week on England's motorway. For remember, lad, he's still your dad, and he'll soon be home to stay, for now we go to with me and you when he's built the motor
Steve. while I dance, and the night descends at the dawning of the day.
Mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Did you leave e'er a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed in forever behind a glass pane? In an old photograph, torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in a brown leather frame.
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
The sun, now it shines o'er the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas and no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. Are the countless white crosses stand mute in the sand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned?
Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Now young Willie McBride, I can't help but wonder why. To those that lie here now, why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end the wars?
For the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the
That was a nice version of that song there.
Yes, that was The Green Fields of France, and that was off the High Kings. That was from the High Kings, and that was off their Memory Lane album. You have a record similar to this. I think your version is live.
I think my version is live.
Yeah, so I think...
That's why I get confused.
Me too, because when you say...
Because they get many of the same songs on them.
Yeah, they do. But... That's a good album for you people to get if you want, if you're out and about and you see it, jump on it because there's a lot of good songs on this one.
And who's the group again?
The High Kings.
The High Kings.
Yep, and they got very good songs on this album. So
good to hear. And now we're going to be hearing from Teresa Nkenuwan.
Martin Hughes. Small eyes, near all.
Ysh gelpe draine Is jetz machri Le meire Ach iun a reire Lo mi
Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM.
And it's always good to be on board again. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.